buy groceries, he puts them in...
A bag, paper bag.
Okay.
A paper sack.
Is there any difference between the bag or sack?
No.
What about if it were cloth, like for flour? What would you call
a
that?
Sack.
Sack?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you got a big sack, say, of potatoes, what would you... Do you have a name for that type of sack?
No, not... You mean
the coarse material?
Crocus sack.
Okay.
You asking me some questions, I mean old. These words are old.
Crocus sack is not old. But
changes
around all...
You don't see many of them.
Well, not too recently, but...
Mm-hmm.
Hasn't been long, I know. I'm familiar with it. I don't know if you would know this, probably wouldn't, but up in St. Mary's, they've got a mill for grinding grits.
Mm-hmm.
And are you familiar with a particular amount that you would take, which would be the amount for one trip to the mill?
You mean like a bushel or a peck of corn that you would have ground in the mill or grits?
Okay.
Is that what you mean?
Okay, when the light burns out, you have to put in a new
bulb.
Okay. And the thing you use when you're riding in a buggy or whatever to make the horses go faster?
A whip.
Okay. If you're going to take the washing out to hang it up on the line, what would you carry it in?
Well, I carry mine in just a plastic container.
Do you call it a container or anything?
Clothes basket.
Okay. Getting back to the barrels again. Do you know a name for the metal piece that goes around the outside of a barrel?
A stave?
I believe a stave is a wooden.
No, that's it. I don't believe I do.
Okay, what about the things they used to have in dresses back in the Gone with the Wind days?
That's hooks and staves.
Okay.
The staves are in courses, I believe.
Okay, that bottle that we filled up a little while ago with the funnel, what would you put in the top to keep it from spilling?
A cork or a stopper.
Okay, would you call it a cork if it were made out of rubber?
No, okay. Because a cork is made out of something different.
Yeah, some people just extend it and call anything a cork. The name of the musical instrument that you hold like that?
A harp? Mouth harp?
Mouth harp.
Mm-hmm.
What about the kind that you twang that way?
That's a juice harp.
Juice harp?
No, we got both of them here.
Okay, the thing you use to drive nails with?
The what?
The thing you use to hit nails with?
Hammer.
And I don't know whether you know these or not, you said something about wagon, I believe. If you have a type of wagon that has two horses for one wagon, the piece of wood that goes down between the two horses, do you know the name for that?
The tongue.
Now what if you got, say, a buggy and you've got one horse and you've got two pieces of wood?
I don't know what that would be.
Okay.